Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about voter registration efforts by various youth organizations across Zimbabwe as preparations for the 2023 general elections gather momentum. These organizations include the Zimbabwe National Students Union, or ZINASU, and Project Vote 263, which are pulling out all the stops to make sure that no eligible voter is left behind, especially the youth. Among these efforts, ZINASU has deployed its teams to various institutions of higher learning, meaning universities and colleges, to mobilize students. On their part, Project 4263 are also engaged in different outreach endeavors that have seen hundreds, if not thousands, head to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission centers to register. We will be hearing from these and other organizations tonight. Plus, we have an update on the FIFA World Cup matches played today. Lichona njani sapho leZimbabwe, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo eqhutshwa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo eyokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ozayo oka-2023. Inhlanganiso lezi zigoqela Project Vote 263 kanye leyabafundi iZimbabwe National Students Union kumbe iZinasu, yona elequla elibhoda ngamakolishi lamanyuvesi ikhuthaza abafundi ukuthi bayebhalisa. Ziningi inhlanganiso eziqhuba inhlelo ezifanayo, kodwa umbuzo omkhulu ngothi ngempela bazaphuma ngobunengi na abasakhulayo bayebhalisa. Kwaziwaiva tereribe Studio 7, mnasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa matano are kuitwa nemasangano akazvimirira oga ekukurudzira vechidiki kuti vanyorese kuvhota neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzegore rinouya ra-2023. Masangano aya ari kuita izvi anosanganisira reProject Vote 263 pamwe chete nerevadzidzi reZimbabwe National Students Union kana kuti ZINASU. Nhengo dzesangano iri dziri kupinda muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro dzichikurudzira vadzidzi kuti vanyorese kuvhota. Asi mubvunzo mukuru ndewekuti vachanyoresa neuwandu hwavo here vechidiki ava. We are now joined by ZINASU spokesperson, Mr. Lennon Mazuru, on the line from Harare. Mr. Mazuru, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Yes, how many students would you say you have managed to register so far under your ongoing mobilization program?
Okay, thank you. So far, under my vote, my voice, my future, we have managed to register students more than 2,000 across the country.
2,000, and these are university and college students only?
Yes, and this is only for this semester.
How long do you plan to continue this program? And what's your target? How many youth are you targeting by the time you end?
So this program commenced earlier this year when there was a biometric voter registration which was conducted by ZEC, you know, the first phase which was in February and the second one which was in April. And putting it all together to this semester and last semester, our target is now reached almost 8,000 students and youths across the country. And our target is to make sure that we reach 100,000 students as we enter into 2023 before we reach the elections.
Ko pane zvimhingampinyi zvamuri kusangana nazvo here nekuti tokunzwa mamwe masangano akazvimirirawo oga vari kuti kana vachitaura nevechidiki kuti budai munonyoresa kuvhota mhinduro yavari kuwana ndeyekuti hapana chingaita kuti vabude vanovhota because hapana chekuvhotera muZimbabwe hanzi we've been voting for the past ameno makore asi chachinja hapana pane zvimhingampinyi zvamuri kusangana nazvo here
chimhingampinyi chekutanga iZANU-PF. ZANU-PF iri kupa vanhu mentality yekuti hapana chinochinja ende iri kupa vanhu pfungwa yekuti icharamba iripo. So vazhinji vari kuona kunge kuvhota kunge kuchinjisina basa, asi tiri kuramba takatsika panhau iyoyo yekuti tirambe tichinoregista kuvhota tizovhota neuwandu hwedu, nekuti chinhu chinozivikanwa nezanupf ndechekuti vanhu vakavhota neuwandu ZANU-PF iri kubva yabva pachigaro. So ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho. Chechipiri ndechekutoti vechidiki vazhinji havana futa education yakakwana yavakawaniko yavari kuwana. So isusu seiboka rezinhasi tiri kutiraya nepatinogona kuti muzvikoro matiri muzvedanho repamusorosoro tinge tichidzidzisana nevadzidzi varimo tovaonesawo zvakanakira kunovhota, sezvo vari kuzvionera kuti munyika hamuna kumira zvakanaka, hamuna mabasa, hamuna mishonga iriko. Munhu akapedza kuri kugraduata vanhu vakawanda gore negore asi hamuna mabasa, hakuna maindastry. So vari kuzoona, ndosaka vazhinji vari kuzoenda kundorejista kuvhota. Ndo zvinhu zvatingati tiri kunani kusangana nazvo. Uyezve kuzeki vezeki kune mamwe maregistration centers havasi kushanda nomazvo, vari kuda kutraya kutiodza mwoyo kuti vanongaenda noregista kuvhota vagoswedza variko, asi isusu tinongoramba tichidzokera. Uyezve taikumbirisa kuti vezeki vange vachiisawo kana matindi avo zvavo pazvikoro zvese zvakati kurei kuti vadzidzi vavo vakawanda vawanika vachiregista kuvhota.
Liyamuzwa lapho Mnumzana Lennon Mazuru isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yabafundi iZimbabwe National Students Union kumbe iZinaso. Sikhuluma ke ngohlelo abalwenzayo olokuphuma bengena emakolishini lasemanyuvesi bekhuthaza abafundi ukuthi bayibhalisela ukuvota. Ngimbuzile ke lapho ukuthi kungaba kukhona ingxaki abahlangana lazo yini, and uyasho ukuthi hayi ingxaki enkulu iZANU-PF ikakhulu yiyo enza abantu abaningi bagcine bengasela ntshinkuntshi yokuvota. Uthi nxa ukhuluma lo muntu umbuzo ukuthi sowabhalisa yini ukuthi uvote kukhetho oluzayo, uzwe ekuphendule ethi akulasizathu sokuthi abhalise ngoba sokule minyaka le minyaka kuvotwa kodwa akulalutho olutshintshayo. Ngaleso sizathu uMazuru uthi umbuso weZANU-PF wona awusolayo yiwo osusenza abantu abaningi bangabile ntshinkuntshu yokufuna ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Mr. Mazuru, to those who are skeptical about voting or those who don't see the importance of voting next year, why is it crucial for them to vote? Why should they reconsider?
As our name says it all, the name of our initiative for voter registration, it says, my vote is my voice and it is my future. So looking at the statistics of demographic in Zimbabwe, which state that more than 67% is the youth. And the youth are the ones which have to preserve a future, which needs to protect a future. This is very, very important for many of the young people in Zimbabwe. Hence, by voting, we are making a choice. By voting, we are saying out something. We are saying out that we need change, number one. What change do we need? We need change in the education system, especially for the students. We need to demilitarize the education system. We need to make so many changes in each and every system. There is health sector. The health sector needs medication, needs to be resuscitated because it's being crippled down. So it's very, very important to go and vote because this is our future. This is our nation. We need to rebuild it again by bringing in new blood in the system. And hence, as you can see right now, the current government, the youth are not given a bigger platform to bring in new ideas, to implement even new ideas. If you look even when the government is setting a delegation out there maybe to represent the youth, they are sending the old mandalas and old people to go and represent the youth. But once the youth are there, so this is the time to take over, to claim our space as young people, to claim our space as citizens of Zimbabwe, because nothing can be made without the citizens. They cannot make decisions on behalf of the citizens. They cannot make decisions without consulting us as students citizens of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Mr. Mazuru. Please do stay on the line. Lennon Mazuru is Kulumeli Senhlanganiso Yabasa Kulayo Yabafundi, rather, is in NASU. Siye ekumnumzana Youngerson Matete, u director kube umkondisi we project 4263. Ava Matete, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa. Thank you so much. We know you are also engaged in various efforts to mobilize young people to vote. Currently, I know you are carrying out a survey asking people, why is it that young people do not want to register to vote? What are you getting?
Oh, okay. Baba satiri kuzira kuzingereza kufuata. I think mukata sa makura pura patakata na election 2018 and 2013. Tayara mbasha zimeche tetsuwa kuzingereza kufuata. Atiku kuona kutima namba. Hawa kuzingereza kufuata si ekibiki mashoma. Mukata sa kwa statistics in Zimbabwe. From 2018 to 2023, the potential wanawekwa 1.5 million. It is under 1.5 million on the 2018. Never analyzed it cannot buy youth and 3 million was not near the quota. I think these 3 million linked now and now on Oscar and around 200,000. Akataona is the 43. We need to come up with a solution that promotes it participation. That's why Monataisa is a favorite thing was getting near the quota. So the department of our program, the MS intervention, linked charges are those issues. One of them is that you are familiar to be facing is lack of education. From the age of Vana to high school, Vana, Matamata, Savana, or not my youth, if you are more governance and politics. We are currently doing research so that we are able to actually establish the effect why we are participating. Not only to vote, but also to our government issues. First, participating now for the community or particular, we to see Roma, my elected councillors, Roma, parliamentarians, the government, the key hold the account, the document that is to build a political process of society. A student that are informed, that can able to organize themselves and hold the government, those who are elected to see power to account.
And briefly before we take a break, Mr. Matete, since you started, how many people would you say you've registered so far?
I think we are in the last year, but one. But you know, Pakambo is a police and a lot of things that you have to do. But Basically, to put a figure, I saw last July, they're saying that new registered voters around 200,000 since 2018. So, which is a small number compared to the figure. And I thought, you might use another 3 million and a representative of registered voters.
Siyabonga tinotenda bamathethe and please do stay on the line gentlemen silobaba uLennon Mazuru owenhlanganiso yezinaso lo yangasen mathethe engabe yena ngowenhlanganiso ye project 4263 lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo abayenzayo eyokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota. Thank you, gentlemen, and please stay with us as we briefly give our soccer fans an update on World Cup matches played today. The game started with Saudi Arabia showing no mercy for Lionel Messi and his Argentina side, and excuse the pun. The Saudis beat Argentina 2-1 in a Group C encounter, while in Group D, Denmark and Tunisia drew nil all. Mexico and Poland were also tied 0-0. A match between France and Australia is currently underway. Here is what soccer fans are saying about their team's performances so far.
Yeah, I am Hassan Salaita from Jordan. This nice game for Saudi Arabia. Even I am a big fan for Argentina since when I was a kid. But really today, Saudi Arabia made a great game. Really, it's a big match. Yeah.
Do you think Saudi Arabia can go far from here, or you don't think so?
I hope that, this time it's the World Cup held in the Arabia area. So that a lot of support for the Saudi team here in this area. So maybe for the quarterfinal, I think, for my opinion, for the quarterfinal. I hope maybe they go further, but we will see. This is World Cup. You can't predict any game, yeah. Argentina today, I am really shocked why they play like this.
My name is Jalal. I'm from Tunisia. I came all the way here for the World Cup, and we're facing Denmark, which was semi-finalist of the last Euro Cup, so they're not easy to beat. It's going to be tough, but we have over, I think we have easily 35,000 people here from our country, and that's going to make a difference tomorrow on the stadium, hopefully. Thank you so much.
The France-Australia match is actually starting at 2 o'clock Eastern Time here in the United States. For those who have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. And tonight we are talking about voter registration efforts targeting young people. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Abasandaku sichuma siyalambukela kumsakazo we Studio 7. Na sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk njalo lamhlanje siqoxa ngemizamo enziwa izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezifana labo Zinasu labo Project Vote 263 ezokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bayabhalisela ukuvota ngobunengi. Lamhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Lennon Mazuru owezinasu ngospokesperson isikhulumeli kanye lo Youngerson Mathethe owe Project 4263. Beste njalo siza kuba lo Tawanda Mazango owelupane Youth Development Trust. I'm sure we are making efforts to get him ngoba ubethe uza kuba khona kuhlelo. Ndizokere kwa Muri va Mazuru. Pane zvamungati zvinoda kuitwa here ameno maybe by the government kana kuti ZEC pano zvamuri kuona zvofanirwa kuitwa negurumende neZEC kukurudzira vanhu kuti vabude neuwandu vanonyoresa here zvisiri kuitika pari zvino
maita basa zviripo zvakati kuti zvinofanira kunge zviitwa zvikurisei nehurumende uyezve neveZEC mukurejista kwatinenge tichiita vadzidzi nevechidiki tine mamwe mapato atinenge tichifambidzana nawo akaita seERC nanaZESI avo vanenge vachiedzawo napose kuti zvinhu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka vechidiki vange vachirejista vakawanda asi hurumende kuburikidza negurukota remapurisa takaona vasvonda apfuura vakarambidza chirongwa chezvaitaizoita kuti vechidiki vange vachikurudzirika kutaenda novhoto chaida kuitwa mubhura wayo chirongwa chepaida kuitwa eshow yevechidiki vachideedzwa vaimbi vakasiyana siyana kuti vadiki vechidiki vadzidziswe pashu iyoyo unge vachinge vachikurudzirika uyezve taikumbisa kuti veZEC vange vachiisa mapoka mapoka pamastations ari accessible nevanhu vazhinji rather than kuti vange vangori seti kumaofices avo zvinova zviri kure kune vanhu vazhinji asi vange vachitora urongwa hwekuregista kuvhota uyu zviri serious tinoona kuti havasi kuchitora siriasi chirongwa ichochi chekuregista kuvhota chikonzero hatingazivi kuti ndechei asi havasi kuchitora siriasi uyezve davaguna kunyanya isi kune vechidiki nevadzidzi kuti vaisa nzvimbo dzekuregistira kuvhota dzitori specifically for tertiary institutions sazvati vechidiki havakanganisike zvidzidzo zvavo kuti vamboenda mudhorobha vondogara kukwemaawa asi vanongowana nguva diki diki kuti vanongoenda pasaiti kana pari pachikoro pavo votorejista kuvhota zvotoitwa gavhumendiwo yotsetsawo mapato anoita vhota education yakasimba yokurudzira kwete kuti vaite demoralize vechidiki nevazhinji kuti vasanovhota vasanorejista kuvhota.
Siyabonga Linon Mazuru uspokesperson mutauriri weZINASU sesimtholileke ubaba uTawanda Mazango wenhlanganiso yeLupane Youth Development Trust ngiyakwamukela mnumzana Mazango
hayi siyabonga baba ngiyabonga impela ama challenges internet but thank you so much for connected
hayi siyabonga khona ngapho eLupane bayabhalisa yini abasakhulayo njalo lani njengenhlanganiso kuyini elikwenzayo
ngiza kuthi kulama challenges amaningi ahlanganisela ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZEC emele ukuthi beyirejista abantu ukuthi bavote lapho ekhona kunzima ukuthi abasakhulayo bayifikele bakwanisa ukurejista ukuvota siyananzelela ukuthi iZEC ayikabi devolved ukuthi itholakale kumawards ukuthi bena ma-office kumawards irejista abantu njalo kule mhlobo bayenza abantu be-department ye-register ababhodi ezikolo nasemakhaya berejista abantwana abasakhulayo ngibolapha izithupha 95% of abantu bona labo banezithupha kathesi kodwa bayenelisi ukuthi bafinyele ama-offices eZEC ukuthi bayirejiste ukuvota so thina njengoLupane Youth siyagqugquzela sibile ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo abane-18 years and above bayenelisa ukuthi bakwanisa ukurejista and njalo siphatheke kuhlelo lokuzama ukukhulumisana ipolicy level ukuthi iZEC ithatha amanyathelo okuthi ihambe emakhaya yenelise ukuthi bona la abantu abancediseka neprocess yerejista ukuthi batone izithupha bayenelise lawo ukuthi barejiste bayenelise labo ukuthi ba-exercise ilungelo labo kuhlelo olubuyayo luka-2023 election but kulumsebenzi samningi esiulandelelayo ukuthi kule lack of i-political will from i-government yasezimbabwe ukuthi i-encourage kumbe ikwanise ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo kube le-one man one vote kakhulu that i-generation ezele between 20 between 20 after 2018 up to now, ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi baregister baphathele futhi kuhlelo olubuyayo olokhetho luka 2023. Akula political wrong, akula political wrong futhi from ZEC. ZEC aba kumele sikhangele ukuthi ZEC layo njengenhlanganiso yethu ethi yona izimele ngodwa ikwanise ukuthi ikhankase lethu kulama resources, ngekhankase lokuthi ihambe emakhaya ekwanise ukuthi ifinyelele laba asakhulayo ukuthi bakwanise ukuregistera baphathele kuhlelo luka next year.
Kungaba kungekho ukuzinikela kuhulumende mazango, kodwa bona abasakhulayo bazinikele yini? Ngoba siyabona ungani bamadolonzima.
Thina njengehlanganiso esebenza nabasakhulayo siyananzelela sikile ukuthi abasakhulayo bazinikele ukuthi bayarejista, kodwa-ke siyangakhangela umumo ofikiwo abala mali ukuthi bakwanise ukufinyelela ama-offices ukuthi bayarejista. Njengoba ngikhuluma ngithi njengaselupani, umuntu osakhulayo ozele ekitedi ukuthi ayefike elupani ufuna i-$15 i-one way, abalazo lezo zimali. Kuntoukuthi angaba ne-$15 wazakhetha ukuthi imali lezo bazisebenzise ukuthi bakwanise ukufidisisisabo ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi kunokuthi bazifake ukuthi bahambe beyorejista ukuvota baphenduke babuyebashonoko kuhle ezindlini zabo. Njalo ethi kulandelela ukuthi sokuthathwa idodeni yezreki ukuthi ithinyelela abasakhulayo ukuthi wakhwayeni ukuthi kurejista nedodeni esi-transferwa kuyidodeni yezakhamizi neyidodeni ama-possible voters ukuthi bona bathatha imali ezikhwameni zabo bayafinyelela izeki. Kuthina njengelupani ukuthi sibona ngazathi kumele kusebenze the other way round, izeki kumele ama-resources nguhulumente ifinyelele ama-potential 2023 voters. Ayikhona ukuthi ama-potential 2023 voters bayakhipha imali ezikhwameni zabo ukuze bayenelise ukufinyelela izethu. Sathina ifanele ukuthi sibona ngazathi abasakhulayo izethu ingakwanisa ukuthi bafinyelele, banalo uthando lokuthi barejiste bathathe kuhlelo olubuyayo.
Siyabonga, siyabonga Mazango. Mtizoke kwamuri bamathethe as we wind down. We are running out of time. Dai vamnanga gwambune na maichi gumba bezeki vakaterera ndati mashoko amungada kusvisa kwavari. Vamatete.
Murikuninzere.
Hongo takukunzwai.
Oh, okay, nanti ndakutaura ndakatsinira zvakatora mapikazi nyayaripo ndezimbabwe chiri kushota kune vechidiki chinotaura vachanyanyisa kuvhota inyaya yekuti pane kakusatrasta maelectoral process dzemuzimbabwe kuti vanoti ivo vazonyora zvamaii zvemuzimbabwe rinofevhera rinotema nedivo rakarerekera. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tinoda kuti tuene heki inofanra kuimprove on their transparency and independence so that young people can trust in the process. Yes, that's one of the major causes of voter apathy in Zimbabwe, where young people are saying that they do not think that ZEC is actually in a position to deliver free and fair elections. So that perception is one that is driving young people away from electoral processes. And also, to make that a question, the question is, Zimbabwe, I think that the key one here to notice is civic education, kubva vana vari kupraimari zvaiti vanga tiisa nemaererano zvekunge vachikwatisisa nyaya dzekuvhota idzi. So tatinge tichiadhiwa way ine yatinoti pachirungu misinformation and disinformation. Saka nyaya inoita nekuti vana vanhu vechidiki havana zvobva panyatsozara panyaya dzekunyesa kuvhota panyaya dzekuvhota nenyaya yekuti hapana danho rekuta kuvadzidzisa nyika makatosa manhanhi.
Thank you there, Mr. Matete, and I'm sorry we have to leave it there. We are out of time. Thank you so very much to our guests, Mr. Lennon Muzuru, Zinasu spokesperson, Vayangasen Matete, the project Vote 263, Kanyelo Mnumzana, Tawanda Mazango, Enhlanganiso Yelupane Youth Development Trust. Would like to thank you at home, our listeners, and viewers, be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I am your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.